So basically, I found this pizza place down the road. I'm hankering for a pizza. And I like I said, authentic Italian pizza. From an Italian person, right? I make a phone call to these people maybe last week. He wasn't there. We went straight to voicemail, right? Straight to voicemail. I'm going, hang on a sec. I've called too early or I've called too late. I don't know what the situation is. But I heard something towards the end of his voice message, which made me very concerned. And I think to myself, this guy is not authentic Italian.
Okay.
He makes his... The sign on the thing, on the door, says authentic Italian pizza.
So you've called for a pizza.
Yeah,
you've gotten through to voicemail.
Straight through the voicemail.
You've expected an authentic Italian voicemail to be played.
Yeah.
And what you've been hit with is something quite different.
It's very authentic, and then it takes a horrible, horrible turn.
Okay, well, I'm curious to hear it.
With your permission, I'd like to play it.
You have my permission.
Buongiorno, it's me, Mario. I'm making you a pizza so good, you think you died and went to a pizza heaven. But the mamma mia, we are not open at this hour. Please call back between Octo 30 and Nova 30. Gracias, mamma mia.
Okay, that's our voice message done. Hey, who's the bloody drongo watching those pizzas? I can smell them burning from here, mate. Haha, you bloody galah, what am I paying you for? In Australian dollars, no less. Ah, I'm not taking you to the AFL this weekend. Bleh, Aussie, Aussie, Aussie. Haha, we're fooling these pizza eaters good.
Well, I'm very excited about the game show. And before you do, Josh, I want to give something a test. Because I saw this last night while I was out. I was at Rex in the beer garden sort of area. And for no particular reason, someone would just start clapping, cheering, and it would spread like an infectious disease.
Would you say like a wildfire?
Like wildfire.
Why can't I get a single word out?
Because I have to do them for you now.
I set them up.
Yep, you finish I my knock them down. I go, bloody hell, that Zach's funny. I don't know what Josh is ever saying.
I'm doing the setup. No, mate, get out. You're not welcome here.
Basically, what it was is people cheering for no reason, but everybody seemed to get behind it, and it really reinvigorated the night.
Really,
like, everyone was on the same page, having a good time. So I want to give it a go, Josh. I need you to get behind this as well. And everyone listening along, just clap your hands, give a bit of a cheer, and just really celebrate, you know? I want that camaraderie like we had at Rick's last night, all right? All right. So I'm going to kick things off here, Josh.
Okay, so I'm just sitting here just doing nothing, minding my own
business. Yeah, you're just here. Woo! Yeah! Yeah! Woo!
All right!
Yeah, go!
Good. Seems a little bit weird that only two of us are doing it.
No, everyone else listening was doing it as well.
Hang on, Zach, do you hear something?
What's that?
Like a rumbling noise.
Oh, I do, actually.
Do you want to... Oh, I'm sure it's nothing, but maybe pull across that window and see if there's something out there that perhaps it might have been.
Okay, I'll... Hang on, what do we got here?
Hey!
Oh, my God!
Hey, Brisbane!
Hey!
Hey! We love you too!
Unbelievable.
Draw back the curtain there.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Wow. Now, I wonder, I suppose maybe set up some speakers outside, because who would be listening to the show now?
I'm not sure.
Everyone's dropped what they were doing and ran.
They've come straight after that cheer a little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone's, mate, stick your head out. I want to see how much they cheer for you. I'll draw back the curtain for you, obviously. Mate, they are loving you.
They certainly are
loving you.
You stick your head out.
Hey, Brisbane!
Oh, they must have dispersed.
You bastards. You bastards.
There we go. Game show time.
Probably so starstruck.
Of course they were. Yeah, they were just... I actually did hear a lot of jaws dropping.
Yep. the unmistakable sound of a draw drop. A draw drop?
Plastic surgeons all across Brisbane rubbing their hands together. They've got some jaw replacements to install.
Hey.
Here at the Josh and Zachary Show, we talk about the subjects that matter to you.
I bought 60 long rolls of toilet paper while I was there for 20 bucks. 3-ply. Tell me why. So your finger doesn't break through and go into your poo. that was improv. I'm happy with it.
There we go.
Their parents must be very proud.
Josh and Zachary rounding out your weekends on Switch 1197 as Brisbane's youth alternative.
It certainly is, Josh.
Zach,
we've covered that before, though.
Yeah, we certainly have. But what we haven't covered, Zach, is something that you just brought up. No truer words have ever been spoken, ladies and gentlemen, of the Brisbane area and surrounding areas, if you're listening online. Zach, I believe your exact words were, don't rap about things that are a lie.
Yeah.
So, obviously, a little bit of Nicki Minaj spliced into that song. Obviously, a very well-known rapper.
Yes.
In the female recording artist industry.
Well, I can't comment on what she lies about, but I can comment on a recent, I would say acquaintance.
Acquaintance.
Acquaintance wrote a rap song.
He certainly did. And I'm very, very proud of him. I mean, he's following his dreams. Obviously,
exactly.
He's a big rapper. We're following our dreams as broadcaster.
Well, no, my dream's to be a rapper.
Okay, well, hopefully you'll take on your own advice.
Perhaps. So, I took issue with this person's rap song,
mm-hmm.
because I know them to be...
Hang on.
What?
Do you know what I'm thinking we should do here?
What's that?
A bit of a name and shame situation.
Oh, I don't know if I want a name. Okay, I got a name.
You got a name. I worked really hard on this. New segment to the show.
It's called Name and Shame. It is.
Obviously, the whole situation is... there's too many people getting away with stuff out there, Zach.
Yep.
In an anonymity.
Yeah, no, I'm sick of it.
Anonymity is a criminal's best friend.
Oh, yeah.
If that's not a real saying, it should be on t-shirts everywhere. So, obviously, I've decided to hell with this, and it's about time that you and I, a bit of vigilante justice, we've learned it off our grandmother.
Yep.
It's time to start naming and shaming these creeps.
Yes. Okay.
So, in a segment we call... it's Josh and Zachary's Name and Shame. It's Josh and
Zachary's Name and Shame. Fantastic. Fantastic. Not enough swing on this show.
I know. I got the notes back, our quarterly notes back, yeah. from Glenn, and he said, one thing, boys, you are perfect in every way, in shape and form, but the only thing is a little bit of swing would not go amiss. Would really take this show to the next level.
It would be remiss of me not to recommend a dash of swing.
Then again, I did actually look on his everyone else's sheets, and they all just said more swing. So I think he's
going through a phase again.
Maybe Glenn needs maybe an hour of swing. Maybe to get his swing fix, I suppose.
But, I remember his notes one quarter were everyone has to have top fades, and you being bald, it was very difficult to fulfil. But
I had to pop down to the local spotlight, grab a few markers.
It was embarrassing for everyone when we were all walking around the Switch studio with the same haircut. Glenn's gone mad with power once again,
but deservedly so.
Yeah,
he has worked hard to get to the top of the chain, and. Is that the thing? A top of the chain?
The top of the chain.
I suppose you can't really have a top of the chain. You just flip it over and then anyone on the bottom of the chain will end up on the top, isn't it?
It is true.
Horizontal, like, everyone's working together.
I guess Glenn would have had to... Obviously, he does a great job.
Oh, of course he does.
He would have had to work harder than us where he is, because he's at the top. Basically, the work we put in, though, was to send an email saying, come on, let us do a show.
Come on, let us do a show, Glenn.
Come on! You know, pay $30, you can do whatever you want. You could saddle me up and ride me around the golf course.
Which we have.
Several times. Great way to play that course, by the way.
Course, yeah, to hell with that. Everyone's paying, what is it, $20 an hour for a buddy?
Yeah. Saddle up a Glenn has a surprisingly strong back.
and a surprisingly smooth gait.
Yeah.
Which is good news, but I'm sure no one, we're not saying anything, everyone else has already figured out.
We've been kicked off the golf course a handful of times.
But Glenn hasn't. He's,
he's still doing the rounds. on his hands and knees beside the golf carts,
a bit of
with a $15 cardboard sign around his neck.
Good news for Glenn. A bit of pocket money for Glenn.
Can we play the jingle again? Because we went off course a fair bit there.
Well, hang on, let's just...
So what are we doing, Josh? We're naming and shaming.
It's a name and shame segment. We're naming and shaming people across all across the news, all across maybe in our personal lives, mate. Who knows where this segment will go?
Exactly.
In a segment that we call... It's Josh and Zachary's Name and Shame. It's Josh and Zachary's Name and
Shame. Loving the swing. We need more swing on the show.
Straight back in the proverbial circle that is the Josh and Zachary show goes round once
again.
We're
in a feedback loop. We can't get out.
Like a little train around the bottom, the sole of
like a sushi train. If you want to play to something different, prepare to be disappointed. So, Josh, what this is all about is I've recently struck a local friend of mine who's launched his rap career. And... basically, I've taken issue with one of the lyrics in his song, in his debut, which concerns him driving, drunk driving, no less.
Don't appreciate that. A lot of ads on the actual platform here to advocate the
quote,
alleviation of...
Quote, unquote, the lyric goes, drunk driving dat Rolls Royce. Now, I know this person to have never driven drunk or otherwise in a Rolls Royce.
Oh.
And I'm sick to death of rappers getting to rap about whatever they want.
Oh, yeah.
With impunity. No one holds these people to task. Nobody goes, hang on, mate, when did you drunk drive a Rolls Royce?
I'd love to pry through someone's famous rapper's lyrics and kind of pinpoint exact times in their life when they have indeed drank goose off a stripper's back.
I mean, yeah, drank goose. I'm sorry. When did you plow through your enemies with an Uzi 78 or whatever you drive-by thugs use?
When were you cutting the throat of those enemies? And if indeed that is the case, straight to jail for you.
I'm sick of it. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Oh, yeah.
Don't rap about lies.
Of course.
Now, do I hold this person to task, Josh? Do I comment on their song saying, look, I know you've not driven a Rolls Royce.
I don't even know where you would even find a Rolls Royce.
No, not in this day and age.
In this day, well, of course, they're very expensive, I'd imagine, and very difficult to get your hands on.
I'm pretty sure he's a bartender.
Where is he bartending? Apparently the...
apparently the Rolls Royce dispatch department.
Maybe that
makes sense now, because he could have got drunk at work and then drove... I've called him out for no reason.
Well, there we go. Very unfortunate that he has to be named and shamed, because...
But he has to be named and shamed, Josh, as per the jingle. We can't reverse that.
Zach, I would you like to do the naming and shaming of this gentleman?
I would love to do the naming and shaming. He's had it a long time coming. I'm sick of him rapping about lies.
Mate, you don't know when to drop the name, so I will give you a point as to when you should drop the name. Be short and sharp with it. And here we go. Are you ready to name and shame said rap artist? Probably the next rap artist prodigy of Brisbane, Zach.
Possibly.
With your permission, Zach, I will play the naming and shaming jingle.
You have my permission. Timothy Drysdale.
Timothy Drysdale, you've been named.
We're sick of your guff. We've had enough.
So you think that's it? You think that's basically the end of the your birthday celebration for the show?
Ah, I do.
Because I did say it was...
What more could there be, is my question.
There is something very big and very difficult to get together, Zach.
Okay, well, that sounds...
It's not able to be given to you right now.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
It will be have to give them to you outside.
Okay. So probably just after the show or something like that.
No, man. The listeners have been in contact with me and they said, whatever you get him, please make sure you do it on there.
Okay. They want to hear my, obviously...
They want to hear your reaction.
They want to hear my glee.
Of course. Yeah. Providing that this would give you glee, which I think it does, because I think I know you rather well. So I will be calling your phone. Zach, if you could step outside, because it is located... outside.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's too big to fit in the studio.
Way too big to fit in the
Whoa!
Studio.
Whoa!
There you go.
All right. I'm very excited. I'm going outside now.
I am making the phone call to you now.
Okay. Excellent. I will speak with you soon, obviously. Can't wait to see my birthday present.
There we go. He's like, with all the excitement of the world, with all the excitement of a birthday boy. Of course, making the phone call to him now. We're really up dunk. Oh, hello. This is Josh from the Josh and Zachary Show. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, you're speaking to Zach,
oh, good
co-host
stuff.
Of the Josh and Zachary Show.
I want you to go to my ute. That is where the...
Yes, I'm at your ute.
Oh, you're at your ute?
Looking fine, my friend.
Very quick and very presumptuous of you, of course, to assume that it was already in the ute. Kind of makes this seem a little pre-planned, and now the audience is questioning themselves. Hang on a sec, this doesn't sound authentic.
They're scratching their heads till they're raw and bloody.
Of course they are. Listen, it's not in the passenger side of my ute, nor it is in the driver's side of my ute. It is actually in the tray of the ute, Zach. So if you could open that, you'll find in there, once you open it, the present that I have bought for you.
Okay, do you want to do a countdown for me to open this?
Of course I would. Let's start with a 3, a 2,
yep.
And a 1.
Yep. Okay. And what have we got in here?
That's right, it's teen sensation Hanson singing their acoustic bop for you. And just for you.
What? Taylor, Zach, Isaac. That last one seems like lazy gaming on your parents' behalf. I love them.
Happy birthday.